Before we get to our predictions for tonight, I did want to just briefly weigh in on this C.J. Abrams being sent down to the minor leagues after apparently he stayed out all night at a Chicago area casino when they were in Chicago playing the Cubs. He left only a few hours before the day game they had with the Cubs on Friday, a game in which he led off, went 0-for-3 with a walk and a strikeout. So, I don't know, maybe it's me here, but you're telling me that one of your star players, one of your supposed players that are going to be around when you start to compete, that you publicly crush him by sending him down to the minors because he broke curfew, in essence? It can't just be that. Am I right? I mean, I've not followed this story other than reading it over the weekend. Lots of football going on. And tomorrow we'll talk more about it. We'll try to get somebody on with us. But seriously, you send C.J. Abrams down to the minors because he broke curfew and stayed out all night before a meaningless game against the Cubs? Nah, it's got to be more than that. Right, Denton, or am I missing something?
This had to have been maybe not the first offense.
Has to be something
else. Like, there has to be something else going on that was not made public, and then this was made public, and that's when Rizzo or whoever's in charge of discipline said, something needs to be done.
I'm not criticizing the Nats for doing this. I'm just saying that my gut is that there's a lot more to just this one incident. If it, you know, put them into position to kind of, you know, embarrass him publicly. All right, final score predictions tonight. I'll go first. I've got the Bengals winning the game, but this is going to be a hell of a football game. Washington's going to move the ball. They're going to score. Cincinnati wins it 30-27 on a walk-off field goal at the end of the game. But Jaden Daniels throws his first two touchdown passes of the season in a very, very encouraging competitive loss, but one that'll have me pissed off if they got a chance to win it and they don't. 30-27, Cincinnati. What do you got?
I'm going to be bold. I think the Commanders win this one, Kevin. I think they win it 28-27. I'm predicting a big night for Jaden Daniels, and I also think we get a big evening from Terry to the point where we're not questioning whether or not he's a number one receiver tomorrow, because Lord help, if he only has like 20 yards, those conversations that many people were upset at us for having this week, they're going to get louder. So I'm thinking a big game from Jaden and Terry. I think the Commanders shock the world and win 28-27.
Not going to surprise me if it happens. Also, at this point, nothing's going to surprise me on any NFL Sunday or Monday night, or Thursday night for that matter. We're done for the day. Enjoy the game. We'll be back here first thing tomorrow, 10 a.m., to recap the whole thing. Up next, Chris Russell and Denton.
It's just Russell solo.
It's just Russell solo. Even better. I don't know. Can he do 3 hours by himself? I think he can. Russell's next.